Here's some tips for maintaining your Trex deck. Occasionally wash it with some soapy water or a pressure cleaner. Trex composite decking is low maintenance and won't fade, splinter or warp. Trex, the world's number one decking brand. Summer Breakfast with Sam Edmund and Simon O'Donnell.
Well, Scoob, the last time we spoke to Mitch Creek, his Southeast Melbourne Phoenix were embarrassed by Melbourne United in the throwdown. How things have changed. They absolutely, emphatically avenged that defeat at the weekend and they smashed Melbourne United 84-69 at John Cain Arena. And our man Mitch Creek starred. 23 points, 9 rebounds as well. And this weekend, he's going to play his 300th match against the Hawks. He joins us on the line. Mitch, good morning.
Good morning. How are we?
Oh, you feel better, I'm sure, than last time we spoke to you. And you needed it too.
Mate, I was a bag of poo last time. When you play like that in front of your home fans, you know, people watching all around Australia and around the world, you get pretty embarrassed. And it's pretty hard to kind of front up the next day and, you know, come in, watch video and kind of dissect how poorly you played as a unit and as a team. And, you know, we all make mistakes, but to lose games like that when it's Melbourne v Melbourne, it's quite embarrassing. So we know we had to kind of come out and really put a good step forward because we knew we had a great team in Perth earlier in the week. And then flying home 24 hours later to play again against Melbourne, it was certainly a big turnaround. But one, the boys we knew we all had in us, and it's great to kind of play a game like that, but we've got to try and build from there.
How do you review a game like that, Mitch, from a basketball point of view?
Harshly.
Yeah, look, I'm my own worst critic. I normally will get home and watch the game or at least the second half or something afterwards. I don't get much sleep after the games, especially when we do lose. Even after wins, it's really hard to kind of switch off. You kind of break it down in your mind and it's going 1,000 miles an hour. But the next day, we do go in and we break down, you know, the offense. We break down the defense, where we went wrong, some of the things we did work on. But it is, you watch a clip. You discuss it. You talk about it. What were you thinking? What was going on? You know, how can we do this better? And then there's times where you get the video out and you just say, boys, I'm going to play this. It's 15 minutes of absolute crap. You know, this was an abomination, a dog's breakfast to say the absolute best. You know, this is not what we want to be standing for as Phoenix. And it was very much like that. We didn't play well at all. But in saying that, as poorly as we played that first time against Melbourne, we were still like 6 points, 7 points with, you know, 5 or 6 minutes to go. Like somehow we made a bit of a run and almost came back, but we couldn't finish the game. But look, there's always positives to take from it, but at the same time, you really have to double down on the things you have to improve on.
It's interesting, you know, with so few numbers on the court, five of you there, I'm thinking it's a, you know, individuals not coming to play. Or is it more, you know, tactically the other side have done things you're not ready for and it's taken you time to adjust and turn that around? What plays the biggest role in a game when things don't go right for you?
I think initially for us, it was probably a little bit of underestimation of some of their players. You know, we've got quite a few new guys this year who haven't seen some of the talented locals that we do have in Australia. You put Chris Goulding in that mix. We spoke about him all week, and sometimes it's, you know, you can beat a horse with a stick until it dies, but they don't really understand it. And that's until they go, you know, here's Chris Goulding hitting 7 3-pointers in your mouth. Like, well, all right, well, maybe he's actually really good at basketball. Then he gives you a couple of back cuts, then he's getting on the rim. And after the game, people are going, well, oh man, I didn't realize him. It took me out of the game and whatever else. But then this week it was like, okay, we're ready. We're locked in. We know what to expect. And we let one slip. And that's the thing. You try and best prepare everybody for everyone. But sometimes it's hard. You know, you don't really know until you know. And unfortunately, we didn't realize we couldn't swim until we drowned. And you know, we came out, you know, a week later and we had the exact same game plan. Like, we didn't change a single thing. And we turned around a 50-point turnaround, essentially, from being down 25 to almost being up 25 at one point. So it's funny how basketball works, but at the same time, we as leaders have to step up. Myself has to step up and take responsibility for that. I put my hand up and say, look, I didn't prepare the guys well enough. I wasn't hard enough on them. But in saying all of that, you've got to then go out and put on a very strong performance on both ends of the court. And if I can do that, and lead by example and say less at times, then that also makes life a little bit easier for the rest of the guys.
Yeah, you got a sellout crowd there too on the weekend, Mitch, and probably Gary Brown got you going in the first half when things weren't all going your way, and then you picked up the slack in the second, 15 of your 23 in the second half, and it was a commanding performance in the end. So what does it mean to play 300 games, Mitch, which you're going to do this coming weekend against the Hawks?
It's kind of special in a way because obviously, you know, I don't play for the milestones, I don't play for the accolades or anything. You play to win, you know, and to try and build something special. And I look at where I started, and people often have this misconception that where I am now is where I always was. But the first 4 or 5 years in Adelaide of my career there, I played 8 years in Adelaide. The first 4 or 5 years, I barely played. Like I was coming off the bench, fourth or fifth rotation guy off the bench. So I was one of the worst players on the roster. And then I slowly built my way into it. And I just think about the memories. I think about some of the moments, you know, in training, in the games, you know, some of the feelings on court with the crowd. All the positives and all the negatives. I remember getting booed off the Adelaide court. We were up by 19 in the last quarter against Cairns and ended up losing the game, and the whole, you know, 7,000 fans booed us off our own home court. So
you don't know sport until you've been booed, Mitch.
Yeah. So look, it's an amazing feeling to know that I'm getting to 300, but at the same time, it's also bittersweet because you know that after 300, there's maybe only another 100 or 200 more if I'm extremely lucky. So, look, I'm extremely thankful for everyone that's given me opportunities, to all the fans who have been fantastic to me, to all the fans that have motivated me by, you know, talking absolute crap, flinging it at me every week from the sidelines. You know, I appreciate both sides of it. I understand passion and relentlessness. That's who I am and that's how I play. So, I don't call them haters or anything like that. I think they're just passionate people who support their own. And when someone else comes into my house, I wouldn't, you know, it's unwanted. I don't want them to do well, so I'd let them know about it too. So I really do appreciate everyone that has been all the games and shown me any kind of support, good or bad, because it's an exciting game. We're very blessed to play this game and to do, you know, talk to people like yourselves in the mornings is always a special thing, and we can't take it for granted because we don't know how much time we have on this earth. So while we can, a milestone of 300 is amazing, but a win on the 300th will make it even better.
All right, the pleasure's all ours. We love you donating your time here, and we wish you best of luck for individually and collectively for the weekend. So this game at home against the Hawks, you want to get along. It is 4 p.m., the tip-off, Mitch Creek's 300th game. You're delicately poised too, Mitch, so this is a big game. We know the Hawks are struggling at 1-9, but you are fourth at 6-5. It's a bit of a crossroads moment of this season, so we wish you well.
No worries. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
It's Tyre Power's Big Footy Final Sale. To kick things off, you can get the power to buy three and get one free on selected Toyo passenger car and SUV tyres. Tyre Power's Big Footy Final Sale can't last. Visit tyrepower.com.au now.